This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you just heard Slow Pulp with a single At It Again on The Pulse tonight. Slow Pulp are a melodic shoegaze outfit from Chicago, and that was a single taken off their album Movies from October 2020.
And right now, let's go into our quickfire news segment that we like to call... By the way, it's always funny to see companies standing up for something only to backtrack on their statement and succumb to whatever they say they wouldn't do, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, laughing at Apple for removing the CD slots on their MacBooks only to do the same a few years later. Well, Spotify has famously said previously that they won't need high fidelity audio quality on their platform, as they claim that most of their listeners are happy with the current fidelity rates that start at 24 kbps for the low quality option, all the way up to 320 kbps for the very high quality option. And 320 is not that high quality,
yeah.
FYI. But during the company's Stream On virtual event that happened two nights ago, Spotify said one of its most requested features from both artists and users is now higher quality audio. And so they've decided to introduce that option to hear music in CD quality lossless audio format for fans to experience more depth and clarity in their favorite tracks. With the introduction of Spotify's Hi-Fi tier, the company now joins the likes of Hi-Fi-enabled streaming platform rivals like Tidal, Deezer, and Amazon. I, for one, am pretty excited about this because I've always felt that Spotify's quality is not something that I'm very happy about, but it's all the benefits of streaming. You know, you don't have to have a lot of space on your phone and all that. And I think right now, with faster internet speed connection that we have, we can easily stream lossless quality songs. And I'm so excited because there's so much detail in all this music that's been produced that we can't really pick out with low quality.
Yes, and we get it, right? Spotify put up really low quality sound files because of the mobility of its app, and you know, they want people to be able to listen to it even on a low sort of bad internet connection.
But with that being said, 24 kbps, I mean, what are you even listening to?
And it remains to be seen if this comes through. They're going to be putting up FLAC files, as we call it, the lossless edition of audio quality.
Yep.
And if we have to pay more for our Spotify subscription, yep, that would be quite crucial, right? If I'm paying more than $14.90 for a premium account, then maybe we'll see.
Honestly, I think I would. Maybe if it's 5 ringgit more, I think it's definitely worth that extra payment. But if it's 20 ringgit more, oof.
Yeah.
Some food for thought.
That's right. By the way, Metallica recently got censored on their Twitch live stream during a BlizzCon live stream performance, right? So they recently headlined a concert at Blizzard Entertainment's annual convention. But the funny thing is, as soon as they got into the intro of the iconic song For Whom the Bell Tolls, it features like a big bell sound, like a church bell sound, suddenly their sound got muted, which is actually a copyright censorship mechanism under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. And to make matters worse, they didn't know, so they kept on playing. But the censors put on some really soft and twinkly 8-bit music over it.
Oh, no.
And yeah, online hilarity ensued after people were like screen capping these videos and go like, what's Metallica come to? But in fact, what's quite ironic here is they themselves, Metallica themselves, in 1998, had a hand in this copyright law when it came into effect, thanks to their drummer Lars Ulrich, who had a public crusade against internet hosting site Napster at the tail end of the 90s. This was a time when MP3s were slowly becoming more popular in the United States. And now it appears that the champions of IP protections have fallen victim to the same archaic policies which they had themselves helped implement. So,
ooh,
yeah, who would have thought that it would happen to the world's biggest selling metal band, but it did.
Well, since you spoke about BlizzardCon, by the way, we recently spoke about this next item on our gaming show, GGWP. Subtle plug, it airs every Monday at 9 p.m. But if you missed out on that show, Blizzard Entertainment recently announced the Blizzard Arcade Collection in celebration of their 30th anniversary. And now you'll be able to play classic Blizzard games like The Lost Viking, Rock and Roll Racing, and Blackthorn, all faithfully reproduced on modern platforms. I don't really know about the other two games. Maybe it's a bit too classic for me, but Rock and Roll Racing was a mainstay in my growing up years with this iconic song. Yeah, many people swore that ZZ Top made that tune, and of course it's not by ZZ Top, it's actually by George Thorogood. Back to the Bone.
Yep.
Classic one. But that's beside the point. Recently, Blizzard put out a warning to ask streamers to turn off Rock and Roll Racing's music if you are streaming your gameplay, because the game's soundtrack of licensed music has not been cleared for streaming. Fans have been quick to point out their disappointment, since the music is an integral part of the game. And with such a classic game like Rock and Roll Racing, streamers are sure to stream gameplays for their followers. So it's a real bummer, but not a total surprise as well. I mean, if Metallica also like gets their music censored on that Twitch stream, it's not a surprise for me. Just a shame that viewers won't be able to enjoy classic soundtracks on a stream from a classic game. Imagine for this Rock and Roll Racing stream, maybe you need to replace it with twinkly Twitch soft music that's license free.
Yeah,
it's just not the same.
It's not the same. And by the way, I think most of us have heard this news by now, but we're just reiterating that Daft Punk have quit after 28 years of making music. So this news came out last Monday, late on Monday night. Reports surfaced that electronic music kingpins Daft Punk have decided to call it a day after almost 30 years of making music together. The Grammy-winning duo, who perform with their helmets on, shared their news on their social platforms with an epic 8-minute goodbye video. So earlier reports were claiming that they have decided to quit or retire, but as more reports surface, apparently the Funky Robots have indeed broken up and they're not friends anymore, which was semi-confirmed by their longtime publicist Catherine Frazier, but she did not provide any details over the split. The electronic duo have been much loved, as we all know. Their notable works are revered in the music world, laying the foundation for the EDM boom into mainstream pop, winning the Grammy for their masterpiece Random Access Memories in 2013, an excellent soundtrack in the movie Tron as well. Of course, as we all know, they boast a list of big name collaborators such as Pharrell Williams, Nile Rodgers for the tune Get Lucky, and collabing with The Weeknd on Starboy, and of course helped on by the sample of Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger on Kanye's single Stronger. You know, a lot of music fans are sad. They're really influential and they really make, you know, I think they're the life of any party. When you put on Daft Punk, it always comes alive. And with that, the entire music world paid respects to the duo over the last couple of days as this news came on. But of course, some people are still skeptical, you know, because of cheap reunion tours that so many pop musicians have gone on after a breakup. So some people are already expecting them to do a comeback in a couple of years. You know, it's like, if the money is right, maybe they would, right?
I'm definitely in that camp. I think at the end of the day, I think they are French and they like to romanticize things like this. And at the end of the day, they are playing robot characters at the end of the day. So I think maybe this is just part of their storyline, where in the narrative of the Daft Punk world, maybe they split up for a while. Maybe they'll come back with another project altogether, or maybe they'll come back as Daft Punk 2.0. Who knows?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, they haven't been active, or at least haven't put any albums out in the last good, you know, Random Access Memories is already about 7 years old now. And I would like to see them venturing into solo careers, maybe producing some people and stuff like that. But who knows? It remains to be seen. We're going to break with a Daft Punk track because, you know, that's all we've been listening to in the last couple of days at BFM. And this track doesn't get any more Daft Punk than this. It's a remix by Daft Punk of a Daft Punk track. Only they themselves can do it.
Nice.
Out of their remixes album, Daft Club. This is a perfect mashup of their top songs in one fine mix. Here they are, Daft Punk with Aerodynamic on Pulse BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.